Welcome to Two Moms with Two Dead Kids, a conversation about what it's like after your child dies from a drug overdose.
Warning, conversations may contain triggering material, dark and irreverent humor, and possible cursing.
And once again, I don't know, did we curse on the last one?
I think we did. I feel like we did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's kind of natural.
It is kind of natural. Yeah.
So last time we ended where Nicholas died.
Yes. Nicholas died at my parents' house. And if that doesn't make it more complicated, I don't know what does.
Yeah. And I'm sure, I mean, if I imagine Garrett dying at my parents' house, I can only imagine the layers there because I'd be so upset with Garrett. Besides his having died, but like, how could you have died at my parents' house? Because, you know, when they get older, they're so vulnerable. At least I feel like they'd be vulnerable. They'd, of course, blame themselves. And then, as you said, oh no, it's all my fault.
Oh no, it is totally my fault. So how this went down was I was sleeping and I'm in an earlier time zone than where my parents are. And the phone rings at like 10:30 at night. And I'm like, oh, so I answer it. And I hear this really quiet voice. It just said, I couldn't save him. And I went,
I can't.
I said, Nicholas, what did you do? I just kept going, Nicholas, what did you do? And it was my dad. And he's like, I couldn't save him. And I was like, Dad, what are you talking about? And he just said, he's gone. And I said, the first words out of my mouth is I jump up out of the bed and I'm sitting on the side of the bed. And I went, it's not your fault. First words out of my mouth. It's not your fault. This is not your fault. He goes, I couldn't save him. And I don't even know how it went. I just kept saying, it's not your fault. And we got off the phone and I fell down on the ground and I'm crawling. I don't even know where I'm crawling. Like I'm crawling to the bathroom and my husband's out of the bed and he's like, what's happening? And I was like, Nicholas is dead. And I'm just grabbing at the carpet and I'm losing my mind. Like literally just, I don't even know what to do. But apparently because he's a young person, he dies at their house. You have to call the police. And because then a detective has to come.
Yeah.
And then the coroner has to come. And so I guess my mom just laid with his body on the floor and wouldn't leave him. And I don't know how I think I called my dad back and I was like, what is happening right now? And he's like, well, your mother is just laying with him. And anyway, so actually his time of death was the next day because it was after midnight, but he really died on the 28th. But yeah. the birth certificate.
Yeah.
There you go. The death certificate says, you know, the 29th, but
yeah.
So that's a whole thing. I don't even know where to go with that because the suffering as a grandparent.
Yeah.
That is not all you want is the good part of your grandkids. You know, you want to have all the fun with it. And they did, you know, my mother said the time that he was with them was some of the best times of her life. You know, they're spending time together. They're fishing. They're on the lake. They're playing golf. So, you know, what she said was when I would say, I'm so sorry. I cannot believe I sent him to your house. I cannot believe I let this happen. She's like, oh no, I'm honored that he was here and that I had this time with him. But to have that pain and guilt that I'm sure they have.
Yeah.
I can't. And you know, and there's times I remember one time my mom was talking about it and she was just crying and sobbing and screaming and she was just literally on her knees and I'm trying to help her up and just go, this isn't your fault. But I'm never blaming Nicholas. I'm always blaming me. It's not Nicholas's fault. It's my fault. But
right,
that's not true either. But
right,
like you said, they made choices, but then there's always a part of me that just says, had I done a better job early on, we would have never gotten here to right. this point. So, you know, counseling, my therapist, you know, helped with that. And, you know, and everybody says everybody's on their own journey. And I don't know. It's exhausting. Even right now, just talking about it, I'm right back in that moment. My brain right now is like swirling around. It's like even hard to even get my thoughts together because I'm right back. I'm right back.
Yeah.
At that time when then all of a sudden it's like we have to make funeral plans and all these things to do and we have a body and what are we going to, I mean, it's insane to think about having. Well, I mean, and your son was 17. Mine was 21. Had just turned 21. This is not anything that should be happening. And I had told him, you know, when we talked the last episode about him being in the ICU, and I even said, Nicholas, we need to plan your funeral. You know, I'm kind of just saying it like I'm trying to be kind of a little dramatic and make right. a point. I didn't really right. think he was going to die.
Right.
But I said, because it's going to be a shit show. And let me tell you, that funeral was the dumbest shit show thing I have. And I have regret with that because, and why do we have to do it so quickly? Why does it have to happen so quickly? Why does a funeral have to happen? I just don't. And that's a whole nother thing. And I don't think I did that right. And the advice that I would give to people is you don't have to do anything the next 5 days. You do not have to plan a funeral. You can take time. You can take 2 weeks. You can take a month. You can.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that because I didn't do it right. And none of us, like, it's not like he died of a car accident and then my parents are going to help me with it. They're so broken. Everybody was so fucking broken that we're all just wandering around in this daze going, what now? I mean.
Yeah. I'd like to actually hear more about that because I didn't actually end up having a funeral. We had something different, but I'll talk about that at a different time because I can't even imagine because there's so much I feel like there's so much formality with a funeral, so many checklists that have to be accomplished. I can't even imagine picking out
it was dumb.
The coffin.
Oh, well, there's a story.
Oh, yeah.
So my parents live in another state and town and they know a ton of people. Well, Nicholas didn't die in where he went to high school, where all his friends were. He died in another state, another city. But I was so angry. I'm not taking him back to where we lived because that's where he got the drugs. That's where it all started. I'm like, no, we're just going to do it here, which I think is also was a mistake now looking back at it. But we just did it at the funeral home. There was no church involved. But then you realize the funeral business is a business. And my grandparents knew the people that owned this funeral home very well. So I really thought, okay, we'll just do it there. It'll be fine. But that in itself was a thing because you go in there and they're trying to make sales. And so they're asking you about the coffin or casket. What is it? A coffin or
casket?
Casket. What's a?
I don't know.
What's the difference between a?
I don't know.
I'm so panicked right now. Like I still have the feeling that walking in there,
I can't even imagine.
But he said, I said, well, he's going to be cremated. And he's like, well, what kind of casket? Okay. I'm going to use cast. Do you want? And I said, well, it's not going to be an open casket. It's none of that. And he's going to be cremated. He goes, well, you don't want to just put him in the basic pine box. And I go, well, isn't it going to get burned up? I mean, these are conversations I'm having. Like
I can't even.
2 days.
I just can't even. No.
And And everybody that's in the room with me, we're all just in shock already. And he's like, well, okay. Well, I mean, you're just going to put him in a pine box.
Ew.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm putting him in a pine box. I wanted to punch him in the face. And then he starts talking about urns. And I'm like, you know what? No, we can. I just got to get through this.
I can't.
You know? And then he talks about being embalmed. But I wanted us to be able to see him. And that was a whole thing too. Gosh, right now I feel so anxious, like how I felt when I was there. I just didn't even like my mind right now is, I'm right back in that funeral home and I'm so mad. And I'll tell you what, my parents, that's where they had planned to have theirs. I went to them and I said, if you keep all your arrangements at that funeral, someone else is going to have to do it because I'm never stepping foot back into that place the way we were treated, trying to upsell on my 21-year-old's death. And supposedly they know my grandparents really well and these are their friends.
Yeah.
Shame on you. It almost makes you want to start a whole nother type of funeral business. I mean, I'm sure there's other things out there, but
yeah.
Anyway, gosh, I'm kind of shaking right now that just even talking about all this.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you have any questions? Did I kind of cover? I don't know. Did I cover it?
You did. I mean, there's always, you know.
And we'll come back. I'm sure in other conversations we'll come back to things. But yeah, right now I'm a little dizzy and I'm thinking about it and my poor parents and, and then there's my daughter. I mean, it gets so insane what happens to family members. So
yeah,
I mean, that can be a whole episode on its own.
Just and how. I'm sure we're gonna come back to this, you know, in there's, it's like we come around and around and around, and each time you look at it, if you just shift your angle just a little bit, it's a whole different thing. It's a whole different story. There's so many ways to tell the same stories, and
there are, and they're just like you said, there's so many angles to it. You know, now I'm thinking about, you know, the funeral, and that was just, it was just really, we had nothing planned. We had
yes, because you're in total shock.
You're in total shock. And you know, he was in AA at the time, and which is a whole nother deal. The night that he died, he was at a meeting and they noticed that he wasn't acting right. So they actually called my parents,
right?
And my parents came, and then my parents, my dad and Nicholas rode in the car together, and my mom drove separately. But I guess the conversation that they were having in the car on the way back to the house was really an intense, what are you doing wrong? Why are you doing this? You know, my dad was very upset. And so then when Nicholas comes home, I think he basically just goes up and stares and dies. And the last conversation that my dad had with Nicholas was this. Really?
Yep.
Painful, accusatory, but he was trying to just talk some sense into him, and I think it was too late. I think probably Nicholas already had enough stuff in his system, and it didn't take that much more. And you know, Nicholas was always, he didn't want to disappoint them, and I'm sure he felt shame, and but I don't blame my parents one bit for anything, you know, on that, because they didn't know what to do. And they were way out of their league. And that was my fault because I put Nicholas there. And, you know, that's where we keep going.
Who wasn't out of their league?
Yeah.
I think, you know.
Yeah.
How were you supposed to know?
I don't know. I thought after the ICU, almost dying, thought we were done. I really thought we were done. But, you know, as a 21-year-old male, you know, impulsive behavior, frontal lobe not developed. Yeah.
And I feel like it's that battle between wanting to have had control over every single thing that happens,
mm-hmm.
and understanding that you had no control.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, now I'm realizing I had very little control. I don't have much control of anything. None of us really do. I mean,
no, we don't, but sometimes we sure feel like we do.
Oh, especially with our children, because it's our responsibility. Our main goal,
yes.
is to keep them alive.
You know, or we sure feel like maybe I felt like I used to,
mm-hmm.
you know, or maybe sometimes I feel like I should have.
Yeah.
But the reality is that, yes, this boy was my child, my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful child.
Yeah.
You know, and we had a relationship where, you know, I tried to provide the best guidance I could, but we also argued, we also laughed. It was a relationship between two individuals who each had their own minds and their own choices and their own friends and their
very
own.
True.
And sometimes I know I do this. I try to erase all that separation as if my influence alone should have controlled.
Like his, we have that power.
His behavior.
Yes. That it's a delusion that we had that power.
It really is.
Which is hard, hard, hard. And I'm still struggling with
Me
that.
Me too. One of my biggest things is I still want to go back and to have controlled the situation. I don't know how I would have done it.
Right.
I don't know what would have made the difference. I don't know how I would put my spin on it to make things not happen. I don't even know how that's possible, but I still want to have done it. I still want to go back and somehow have controlled circumstances so that this end result never happened.
I agree.
I still want to, which is mind-boggling. I still want to do that. And I believe that has something to do with still struggling with acceptance that this happened.
Yes. Well, and I think we are just conditioned and made, and I mean, it's continuation of the species for a mom to take care of their young, you know? So it's everything in our power is to keep this child alive. And then when that doesn't happen, it just goes against everything that you believe in, that you were taught, that you just thought you were supposed to do. I mean,
and take responsibility
and
for
it. And take responsibility for it.
That's a really big thing, mm-hmm. is that we take responsibility. And of course, there is responsibility. And that's the duality of it.
Yeah.
Is that we are responsible.
Yeah.
And at the same time, this was a unique individual.
Yes.
And we have to also respect that.
We do. And that's a harder place to get to.
Yeah, that's a really hard thing.
I'm working on that.
Yeah. And I think maybe this is a good place to end this one.
I think so.
Okay. And then we'll come back later with some other thing.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.